Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Deacon Ray, will you open up the prayer line with prayer, please?
Father God, thank you for the day you've given us. Thank you for letting us see the light of the day, Lord. Thank you for all the moves you're making over our lives. Thank you for all the traveling mercies you've given to all of us. Father God, bless this word tonight. Bless this message that's coming from your servant, Pastor Smith. As obedient as she is, my God. Let your word come through her. Give her strength. Give her guidance to let your word come out. And nothing but your word, my God. Touch this service tonight. Bless those who are all on the line, who are getting on the line, Heavenly Father. Thank you for all that you are and all that you're doing over the airwaves, over all of our lives, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all you are and all you do for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Praise God. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. I'd like to give you a little bit of information on how you can continue to contact us. We do have a P.O. Box, which is Full Gospel House of North Highlands, California, 95660. And we also have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. We are planning an in-person service for this upcoming June 13th. Our in-person services are at 12 noon. Those who plan to attend, we will continue to follow the state social distancing guidelines. So please bring your mask and be prepared to wear it throughout the service. We meet inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L Street in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We always enter in the rear. Just a reminder, we use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You log into your Zelle account, you type in Full Gospel House of Prayer, and our email address, which again, fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you use the P.O. Box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. It is now time for our testimonies. Please remember, keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less. And please remember, mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise God. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
I do, Pastor. I just wanted to share with everybody that, you know, I had testified a few weeks ago that God is opening up doors for me that I would have never, you know, opportunities that I would have never imagined myself applying or working for. And it's actually happening, and I'm super excited, and that's it. Thank you.
Praise God. Is there any more testimonies?
Yes, Pastor, this is Sister Shirley. I just want to thank God for your example to us as a prayer warrior. I thank God for a fresh anointing and a restoration to my prayer life. It's been exciting and it's been good. Thank you.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony? If there isn't any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you tonight. We ask that the Spirit of God stop every territorial spirit above, around, or below. Any spirit, God, that will interfere with this line tonight or with your people, we thank you for the Spirit of God to overthrow, dismantle, and bring confusion and paralyze those territorial spirits above, around, and below. We thank you for it by faith in the name of Jesus. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Deuteronomy 8, verses 18 in Ephesians 6:10-12. Again, Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, 18 verse, Ephesians 6, verses 10-12. When you get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is encouragement for the believers in And I thank God for Sister Penny for sending out the text to everyone that she could. It was short notice, but for them to be prepared for this, those are part of our congregation. And this is a word of encouragement for you. This is a word of intercessory prayer for those that are living from paycheck to paycheck, and for those that are in need of financial breakthrough and constantly going through setback, to break those financial curses that are causing your life to be in upheaval. When you think you're coming out, something else come in. And it's an evil spirit, many times a sin against your finances. And so we're going to go through the Word of God tonight so the Spirit of God can stop those influence over your finance, over your income, over your possession, and that the Spirit of God will go in places you cannot go, because we need money. It's a part of society to survive, to conduct business. Finance are required. And so you need finances to take care of your debts, to take care of your house note, your car payment. You need finances when you're starting business. You need a freedom in that, not a burden. And so this word is a night to pray against financial burden that destroys and cause many to live from paycheck to paycheck. And it's a spirit that causes people to get snared into that particular place. And we're going to see by the word of God, because it's an evil spirit that many times causes us to get in bad habits and many of us to get out of covenant with the Lord. And when you get into a habit that's sinful, or you're not in covenant with God, I don't care who you are, you're not going to prosper. Something going to come to destroy your progress in prospering. And many times the enemy come through sickness. If you're sick, you can't work, not going to prosper. Through accident. If you have accident and you don't have a lot of coverage, or you don't have emergency finance, you're not going to prosper. Many times people die prematurely. Family doesn't prosper. And so these are things that comes against us as believer and in this world. And this is a time that the Spirit of God want to stop those leaks. He want to come against those things that have your finance under a padlock. There's many people in a padlock in this hour. And so this is a word tonight to get you out of that desolate place, to get you in a place where the roadblocks will be lifted by the word of God and the blood of Jesus. We're going to begin now with Deuteronomy 8:18, please.
But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day.
This is so important. He's saying, remember the Lord, not you, who give you the power to become wealthy. He does it because he's faithful to the covenant he made with your ancestor, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. A covenant. We are descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that covenant, when we are in agreement from our ancestor, our forefather, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Abraham was obedient. He stayed in covenant with God, in agreement for the promises of God to be over his life. These are the stipulation. It's an obligation to us. It's a contract. And this word is God was speaking to Israel, warning them against forgetting the Lord and the covenant. And there's so many now, because the covenant is for this generation, because he said, we'll fall on your descendants. And many times, well, you know the world, They break covenants all the time. But I'm talking about their church tonight. When you break covenant with God, it's going to hinder you from being prosperous. You will live from paycheck to paycheck. Sometimes you don't have a paycheck. And things are blocked up, and things are in upheaval. Things break down. You think you're getting out, and then you get into a place where there's something else that overtaking you. You are not in a survival mode. But this is a word of deliverance. And this word is said that we are to remember the covenant that God made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so when you get out of covenant, saying it's so simple to get back in covenant. It's to repent when you get out of covenant. And you get back in covenant with God again. And there's so many have habitual habits. They get out of covenant, and they get by for a moment, and they don't repent, and things get worse, and their mind gets sealed, where they never get into a place of repentancy. God made a covenant through his son Abraham. And the most important covenant for us in the earth in this hour, and so many people are not faithful in this. Do you know there's covenant between husband and wives and children? Those are covenant. God, a marriage is a covenant. And so many times we get so connected and sin, we get out of covenant with God, even in marriage. And then the whole family falls apart because of breaking covenant. And it's now it's as bad as I've never seen it before since I've been alive. And the media and social media make it so easy to get out of covenant with spouse, to get out of covenant with your children. These are covenant in the earth. A covenant is with a husband and a wife and with your children. And that's why parents pray for their children. Because you have a covenant with your children. They're your children. God gave you those children. You have a covenant with your husband with husband and wife. God gave you that mate. And so many people are tied to so many mates. That means they have committed so many sexual sins. They don't know how many mates they have gotten involved with. That when you are in an intercourse, you are in agreement. You are in binding. You are covered with many spirits that you have made covenant with. And so many people go through lives who have so many attachments, so many covenants, they don't even know where to begin because it's a thing now in the earth. And the men and women of God need to preach against that power that's hindering families, that hinder finance, that hinder prosperity, because you are in covenant with that man or that woman. You're in covenant with your children. And this is what God, it's the law of God. And you have so many mates, you go so out the will of God, you forget the covenant that God made with humanity. And so things happen and things occur. But when you repent, fear to God, his mercy and grace bring us back into what? Covenant. Covenant. And I was reading today Romans 13:10, jotted down, about the fulfilling the law of God. Covenant with your neighbor. He said to love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's a love covenant. And when you love your neighbor as you love yourself, you're not going to do anything. It fulfills the law of God. It's love, saints of God. It's love. And so many people, they do heal. And this is a night that we are coming against those principalities, the principalities that right now, spirits, territorial spirits, they're above, they're around, they're below, and they're magnifying themselves as never before. I'm talking about manifestation against our finance. And this is the word of God tonight, that when you get in a place of repentancy, the Spirit of God heals your finance. I don't care if you're making minimum wage. I don't care if you're on a fixed income. I don't care if you're on disability. I don't care if you're on unemployment. The Spirit of God will go into that place, add and increase, because you are in covenant. Saints, it works all the time. But when we're in a place we get so used to being out of covenant, not being in obedience to God's word, that vicious cycle go on and on and on. But when we get into a place of repentancy, what happened? God would touch your mind. He would give you skills and tools for a lifestyle change financially. He will go into that place. His ability will take over. That's what the word of God said in Deuteronomy. He's the one that calls you to increase. He will go into that place, and the Spirit of God will give you skills. He will give you tools to be a good steward with what he has given you. And what happens? The spirit of recovery comes upon you. The spirit of right, of making right decision come up. Do you know you can't think on your own accord? Spirit of God can shut your mind down. That's why people have mental illness, mental breakdown. When they think they're so smart, they trying to have strategy to figure out how they can get rich. I've seen people follow people, go to conference, go to all. You don't need to do all that nonsense. All you have to do is stay in covenant with God, stay in agreement with his word. And when you get out of sync, when you get off track, repent. You don't have to do none of that stuff that they're advertising. And so many people wonder, trying to get some human to help them prosper. But they cannot help you. They cannot help themselves. Many of them are using you. They're using scams. They're using whatever to get your money. But the word of God say, I'm the one that calls you to what? Increase. I'm the one that calls you to become wealthy. You cannot do it. Humans cannot do it. The Spirit of God does it. The Spirit of God go into that place, give you skills, give you understanding. He go into that place, change you, and the spirit of change take you over. For the things you used to do, you won't do it anymore, for God is in control of your spirit. And God goes into that place, you become a good steward. And the spirit of recovery takes you over. The spirit of making right decision takes you over. The spirit of wisdom will take you over from the Holy Ghost. Your choices will become different to bring financially breakthrough. It happens, thanks to God. And I've had this testimony years ago where I would just pay part of this bill, part of that bill, just a portion. And during that time, I don't know now because I pay my bills on time. And I knew when a letter would come in from the utility company. If it was pink, wasn't good news. If it was green, wasn't good news. It was either warning me or you getting ready to get cut off. That's how I went through when I first came into the kingdom. Bad habits. And the Spirit of God moved over my heart. He said, you're not sick and tired of being sick and tired. Why don't you pay your bills on time? I've given you a job. I've given you income. You choose to do other things. Saints, the first thing I had to do was repent, because I've always been blessed with decent job beyond minimum wage because I had a skill. I had to repent because I was not a good steward. I repented, and the Spirit of God took over those bad habits. Talking about transformation, talking about a change. And I just began to do it because the Spirit of God enabled me to do it. I made a decision. And by making that decision, God did supernatural things in my life because I had a good credit score. I was blessed. I can move into good neighborhoods. I was blessed. But I paid my bills on time. That habit was broken by the Holy Spirit. But I came into a place of repentancy. There are people who will not repent. But when you come into a place of repentancy, the Spirit of God heal you from those bad habits. He go into that place, his Spirit go in and support you with the change. And slowly you begin to see a total change. And every decision, it will be made by the Holy Spirit directing you, controlling you, giving you wisdom, giving you understanding to make the right choices. Why? It crippled the devil. But that principality, I'm talking about that spirit of territory, it moves above in the airways, prince of air, around and below. We're going to begin now in Ephesians 6:10-12, please.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
This is what we're going to intercede tonight. It's power and intercessory prayer. An intercessor step in the shoes of a person going through the fire. The Spirit of God calls their senses to be keen. It's not about them. They're praying about the body. They're in a place where they get selfless before the Lord Jesus. The Spirit of God go into that place. He reveal, not judge. It's not time for judging. He revealed how to pray. He revealed who to pray for. God says it's not time for judging. It's time for people to come out of their crippling state, their handicapped state, the things that causing them to continue stay in a backward state, just barely making. Some people, if they have someone to give them a handout, they wouldn't make it. But this is a night. I'm talking about the principalities of darkness, the prince of the air. You see, put on the whole armor of God so you'll be able to stand against the devil, evil tricks. The devil is the trickster, saints of God. You think that he plays fair? He plots. He set up all kinds of underhand devices. He camouflages himself. He brings things into a place of perplexity, and he puzzles you. He swindles you. He's a con man. As my brother and I was talking when I was back east, oh, he's a hit man. He set you up for the hit because he's a trickster. He says, stand against the devil, evil tricks. For we're not fighting against humans. You're not fighting against humans, but against wicked spirit forces in heavenly places in the air. The ruler of the darkness of this world, to my authorities, demon spirits in high places. You know, demon spirits in high places. I'm talking about principalities tonight. They're in area. They're in territory. They're in kingdom. They're in nation. They're colonized. It's the prince of the air. They're global. They block your finance. They come against your neighborhood. They come against your cities. They come against states. I'm talking about powers and principalities in high place. I'm talking about banks. I'm talking about mortgage companies. I'm talking about big companies. I'm talking about stock market. I'm talking about these principalities tonight. They come and sell by Satan because the people of God to be financially poor, impoverished. Poverty is a spirit sent from the evil one. Poverty is a spirit. He desires that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prosper. It's from pawn shop. It's from taking loans. All of this bring many people into poverty when they don't have to go into those places. It's set up to take, to steal, to bring you low and keep you down, sick and trouble. It's a spirit. It's a principality. It's a power, and it's working now as never before. The rich getting rich, richer. Business that's been in business, to my colonial spirit, you know what, if you are a history person, you know what a colonial spirit is. It's set up to prosper off of the little people. That colonial spirit is so set up. They have it so camouflaged now. If you're not spiritual, you're not going to see it. But by the Holy Spirit, yes, yourselves are seeing that colonial spirit. And they in warfare prayer, praying against these enterprises, these big firms, these big banks, these big mortgage companies, these loan companies, these enterprise that's been set up against you before you were born, by a round table of men that's set up to prosper for you. And we sit back and we won't pray, fight against one another. We are not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against the principality, saints of God. We need to get our heads out of the sand. And the Spirit of God will cause your spirit to be keen. He will cause your spirit to open up against these spirits that's been set up, these empires, territory, nation, worldwide, global, to keep you financially poor. But the Word of God always exposes the enemy. And the enemy exposed through the Word of God tonight. But when you and I are in covenant with God, we're sealed by the blood of Jesus. And financial roadblocks must come down in the name of Jesus. And so this is a night that the Spirit of God wants you to stand on the Word. Your circumstances that's negative, and those things that's blocked tonight, the Word of God will come against every financial roadblock if you can believe God tonight. Everything that's causing your a leakage in your business, in your pocket, in your purse, in your wallet, the blood of Jesus will seal those leakage tonight if you believe God tonight. This is not for those that are skeptic, don't believe nothing. Those that will stick in their own immature mind to say, I have no reason to repent. I don't have a reason to do that. I don't have a reason to ask God to help me in that because I'm smart. It's not for you tonight. God bless you. It's for those that know that it's God caused the increase by his word, because you are covenant children. You are descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Your children are covenant because of salvation you have. He said, if you believe in Jesus, you and your house shall be saved. That's covenant, saints of God. I'm not talking about outside. I'm talking about you and your house. That's covenant. If you are married, you should be in covenant with your husband or your wife, not outsiders. The Bible said a man ought to leave his father and his mother and cleave to his own wife. And when he cleaved to that wife, because the Word of God says she is a weaker vessel, that house going to be strong. But he's cleaving to everything on the outside, going to frustrate that wife. Everything going to fall apart. And the enemy going to be in your house because it's no longer covenant, saints of God. This is real. It happened to so many people, and it's happening continuously because the house is not in covenant. The man and the woman have to be in covenant. The Bible said the woman is the weaker vessel. And there's not many have that spirit, that Sarah spirit over them. I'm talking about women. When Abraham's house was in chaos, and Sarah just stopped dealing with Abraham about that bondswoman. She went to the source. She went to the Almighty God who had made a promise over her household. She didn't fuss with Abraham. She went to the source. It's so many foolish women don't go to the source. One time I was like that. Not anymore. I understand the schemes of Satan now. Sarah went, you are Sarah's daughters. Sarah went to the source. And God dealt with Abraham. He got that thing out of their lives that was breaking covenant. And Abraham and Sarah came into covenant, and they prosper. That's what the word of God said. They prosper because the enemy was no longer in their home. But so many people, they're going to do what they want to do, have three or four wives. I'm talking about living in earth. They marry somebody else and marry. You need to go back way back there and repent so God can heal you from all them other women and men you've been connected to so you can get back in covenant with God. It's in the book of Romans 7, 2, and 3. Nothing I'm making up, saints of God. I had to do it. We all have to do it. When you have been so connected with so many outside sources, you have so many spirits over your finance where you cannot prosper. Because that's a principality that have brought deception. Trusting your own ability and not trusting God to make provision. You're on a journey. You're on a mission. And there's evil force, the principalities I'm talking about, don't want you and I to be blessed. Our provision comes from the Holy Spirit for your mission, for your journey throughout this earth. So to prosper, you have to be in covenant with God. We just read it in the book of Deuteronomy. He's the one that calls you to prosper financially, to be healthy, to do well in the earth. We cannot do it for ourselves. Jesus died, and he's Savior. We have to look to the cross of Jesus, who said it was finished on the cross. Work's already finished. We're on a new covenant. And they don't respect God's covenant. And they constantly go through the fire and have difficulties. Things always turn on them. Their lives is full of sorrow, negative circumstances. But this is a word of God for deliverance. And by faith, I'm going to pray the prayer of faith, because the Spirit of God moves through faith. A prayer that prayed in faith, it moves the hands of God. That's what happened. I think that was 1 Chronicles 4 and 10. You need to jot that down and read it. When Jabez began to seek the Lord, circumstance was bad. His mom named him Jabez. And the name was not good. The name Jabez was not good. It was sorrow. He went before God and began to seek God. He didn't seek his mom or no one else. He began to seek after God, because everything around him had to be padlocked at that time. But he turned to God concerning his negative circumstance, because his name was Sarah. He prayed to God, bless me, God, and enlarge my territory. He prayed to God, be with me and keep me from anything that's evil, because he wanted to prosper. Anything caused me harm or hurt or pain or lack, a trouble. And what God did, God answered. God answered. We're serving a God that answered prayer, thanks of God. So this is a night of breakthrough. It's a night a financial breakthrough. And those saints that the Spirit of God, I know Sister Penny text, and there were some that I felt like she didn't get to it, that the Holy Spirit had me to call personal in other states, because they are such a blessing to the ministry. Tonight by faith, if you can trust God, you're going to see the Spirit of God come against these principalities. I'm talking about these territorial spirits above, around, and below that's manifesting itself against your finance and causing you to have setback and causing you not to walk in increase and blessings not over your life. I'm not I'm talking about continue for a blessing. Where you're able to be a blessing to someone. Abraham was blessed to be a blessing. To be a blessing. He was not a hoarder. He was blessed to be a blessing. So this is a night. By faith, you're going to place your hand on your documents. You're going to place your hand on those things that the Spirit of God, and only God, he said, I'm the one to cause you to increase. He is the one got to do what? To take the padlock off. He is the one to open up that desert and bring a pool. He is the one to cause the roadblock that's blocking you. Whatever's blocking you tonight financially, he's the one that will bring it down. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Hang on, said Pastor. I need to unmute everyone. Hang on.
Have you unmuted?
June.
I am.
Mobile, Alabama.
June?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. June, I talked to you early. And
yes, ma'am.
I know how to pray for you, honey.
Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do anyone else have need of prayer?
Hang on, Pastor.
Okay.
This is Sister Cooksey. I just need prayer. My right side is really in pain a lot today and yesterday, so I just need prayer for that.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer?
This is Sister Alicia. I like prayer for my next door neighbor. Her brother and her sister passed away today.
Anyone else have need of prayer? If there is any more prayer requests, I pray that you have your document, those things that's a blockage, those things that keep you in financial turmoil, those things that's hindering your mission. God is the God of provision. Oh, anyone else? Okay, I'm here. Hello?
This is Michelle.
Okay.
I want to pray for that blockage and pray I uplift in my family, my finances, and anything, uplift anything, increase, Lord, the increase all the way around me.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight? If there is any more prayer requests, we're going to go before the throne room. You got to believe this by faith, saints. It happened in my life. I repented. The Spirit of God, by his Holy Spirit, gave me wisdom in order to recover. My whole lifestyle changed financially because he allowed me to be a good steward. Don't try to keep up with the Joneses. You don't know what the Joneses is going through. I stayed in my lane to do what God would have me to do for my family so we wouldn't have to beg, so we wouldn't have to borrow, so we would have everything we had need of, that my lights and my bills and my rent and all those things will be paid. I will have a decent car to drive. Every need will be met. But it's about being in covenant. Holy Spirit wants us to be in covenant. And those places that was out of joint, I mean, I was out of joint in. Spirit of God, quicken my spirit. You know, repentance heals. Repentancy make well. Repentancy is the spirit of humility. And there's so many people so full of pride, broken full of pride, that that's a crazy picture. And all it does is keep you backwards. It keeps you under. But when the Spirit of God brings repentancy, true repentancy, godly sorrow works true repentancy, thanks to God. I went to that, those individuals, and repented. I went to my children, Father, and repented for not being a good wife. In the Spirit of God, heal every circumstance. I'm telling you tonight, the Word of God works all the time. Spirit of God wants us delivered from all those things has interfered, all those attachments that we have allowed to come in and overthrow a covenant with God. We can get back in covenant with God through repentancy. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come first repenting. You said to confess our sin. You're just and right to forgive us and to heal us from our unrighteousness. Those things is unrighteous in your eye, according to your word. Before I even pray, Father, I ask that thou will forgive us for all the unrighteousness that we have committed, that we have just piled up and piled up, and we act like it's never there, that it never happened. But you say you'll bring all things to our remembrance. Such as God tonight. Psalm 139, such as Holy Spirit tonight. Put a such light on us, God. It's time for recovery. It's time to come out of the places, oh God, that cause us to be in shambles, to cause us to be blocked. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father. We come before you and bring these requests before you. You say we confess our sins. You are just and you are righteous to forgive us and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. Cleanse us through your precious blood. We thank you tonight because we have confessed. You say you're just and righteous to forgive us and cleanse us. We are cleansed because of the blood of Jesus. We are in fellowship with God. Father, I come in your name tonight for the Full Gospel House of Prayer, those that support ministry, those that's far and near, they are part of this ministry. In Jesus' name, every document, everything that has them blocked, everything that's pending, everything that's held up, in Jesus' name, I come in the name of Jesus that the Spirit of God, that the Holy Spirit will bring restoration, that the Spirit of God will come against those powers of darkness that stole from them. You say he that stole was still no more. We have you have revealed yourself to us because the thief, hallelujah, when you make known to us who the thief is, Satan is the thief. He must return, hallelujah. He must return sevenfold. I thank you for the return for them. I come in the name of Jesus. Everything that's leaking in their lives, in their pocket, in their purse, in their wallet, that you seal it by the blood of Jesus tonight, that finances come forth, that the world that blocked them, that the Spirit of God pull down everything, God. They need financial miracle. Every desert they're in, God, turn that desert into a pool. Oh, God, let living waters begin to flow over every desolate place. In Jesus' name, every barren ground, every ground that's not producing fruit, Father, heal their grounds in Jesus' name. And I thank you tonight, Jesus, because of the Spirit of God. I thank you for activating miracles. I thank you for the Spirit of God to go forth and arrive on their behalf, that the spirit of destitution release them in Jesus' name, that the spirit of poverty release them in the name of Jesus, that the Spirit of God will anoint their mission to be prosperous, to anoint their mission to be blessed in the name of Jesus. I come against every device the enemy has set up against them, the spirit of sicknesses of devices against it caused poverty, the spirit of accident, the spirit of a financial emergency, the spirit of sudden death. In Jesus' name, I lift the fire of God, the Holy Spirit, to burn up those spirits in Jesus' name and cause restoration over their lives in the name of Jesus. And God, I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for Sister June. This is Spirit of God. She's a giver. She loved you, Jesus. She submitted, God. When she hear your voice, she moved quickly. Move quickly on behalf of Sister June. In Jesus' name. Father, her mother was my pastor. And she seen the attribute of God. She seen miracles. Oh, her life had been a spirit of prophecy. Her mom was a prophet sent by God. I've never met a woman like her before, God. I've seen many prophets, but I've never seen one like that pastor. In Jesus' name. And she was under. She came out of her loins. So she's blessed in Jesus' name. I lift the spirit to God by faith to move over Sister June's life, to do the supernatural. Get out everything that's blocked up. Open up every door suddenly in Jesus' name. And oh God, that appearance on CNN that she's going to be on Friday, I want you to anoint her mouth, anoint her what to say when they begin to ask questions. Confuse every question, God, that will confuse her. Let the Spirit of God anoint her word that night, at that presentation on CNN. And I thank you, God, for her recovery. I thank you, God, for exposing every enemy that took that young woman's life. I thank you for the exposure. Every place he's hiding, God, open up every door so he can be apprehended. And I agree in Jesus' name that the Spirit of God will apprehend that killer in Jesus' name. I thank you tonight, God. Place your hand, Sister Tamara, on your side. Father, I send your word. You say, I'm the Lord God that healed thee. I send the word of God to overthrow everything that's vexing her side, that the healing versus Jesus move in her side in Jesus' name. You say, I am your healer. I'm the Lord that healeth thee. I thank you, Father, that the healing virtues of Jesus go into that place and release the vexation, release the discomfort. I send your word to come against every spirit that's causing vexation. And I thank you for the healing virtues of Jesus to attach itself to that part of her body. And in faith, I call her healed in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that you comfort Alicia's neighbor, those that passed away. Comfort that spirit. Comfort them with your spirit, the comforting spirit of the Holy Ghost. Go to them now. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for Michelle. I don't know who she is, but you know Michelle. Everything that's blocking Michelle's finance, every door that she need to walk through. Father Jesus, burn up every spirit. Come against everything that has her life padlocked. I want you by your spirit, God, to stop everything that's leaking. In a pocket, in a purse, in a wallet, that the Spirit of God seal it by the blood of Jesus. Father, I thank you for saving that house. I thank you that a believer's in that house. Acts 16:31, I release my faith over that house. You say, if you believe in Jesus, you and your house is saved. I thank you for that house to be protected with the blood of Jesus, that that house come out of financial difficulties in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you for the saints of God, a full gospel house of prayer. I thank you for those that support ministry. I thank you, oh God, everything that's blocking, everything that's hindering, everything that's working against them, that the Spirit of God go into that place and bring every place out of a desolate state. Oh, I send the word of God to send a water garden. I thank you for sending a pool, oh, rivers of living water to touch those places, God, that's hindered, that held up. Those that need to move in homes, those that need mortgage to be approved. I send the word of God to my granddaughter that every door be open, that everything she's waiting on, that the Spirit of God take a hold off of everything that's held up, that the Spirit of God will move into those places, God, and do the supernatural quickly. I send the word of God. Every location she need to move into this new place, move her, God. Move her in prosperity. Move her blessed in Jesus' name. I thank you, oh God, for Sister Penny. You begin to show me there's a transformation over Sister Penny's life. I thank you for giving her skills to move in this new place. Oh, for giving her, God, right decision to give her wisdom to move in this new place. I thank you for all the members of Full Gospel House of Prayer, that the Spirit to God come against every element, every principality, those that's far and near, that the Spirit of God arrest every principality, every territorial spirit, above, around, below. Stop those powers tonight in Jesus' name. I thank you for anointing them with skills. I thank you for anointing them with wisdom. I thank you for anointing them with right decision, that they become good stewards as never before, that the spirit of recovery is over their lives, and their choices will be made by God for a lifestyle change. And I thank you for the lifestyle change by faith in the name of Jesus. Be blessed, thanks to God. It's done. You need to praise and worship the Lord and know that you know by faith that the Spirit of God, the fire of God, have gone into every place. The leak been stopped. Every roadblock been lifted and pulled down. And financial miracles should arrive in Jesus' name. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you for listening. Pastor Beatrice Smith and the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.